Okay, you've received my late night post from yesterday, from Saturday night. This morning, well, just minutes ago, because the Audioboo app has its problems. It doesn't upload as well as it should sometimes. Maybe it's because I'm in Halifax and the waves don't come in very good in my telephone. So anyways, this is my post party, my following day party post. So I just wanted to talk to you about a couple of fun people that were at the Paul McCartney concert yesterday. First, before we arrived on site, there was that guy dressed as a Beatles with a mop top wig, and it's always strange, a bit freaky when like baby boomers try to look like a Beatles in their 20s. I find it a little bit sad sometimes, but still, the guy was fun, was entertaining, and he was just at the corner before the entrance on the site, so it was funny, and he was joking, and he didn't. He was really, really joking, obviously having fun. And then on site, we would get in and see all sorts of people dressed up as all sorts of things. Like, there was that guy who made up a Sergeant Pepper's uniform, but very, very cheap, very, very just one piece suit. That was pretty much it, I think. I think he used some paper glued to make all the badges and stuff like that. But it was very, very cheap, very odd looking somewhere. But you had all those people with everybody wanted to have something related to the Beatles to go on a side. Like they had Beatles T-shirts, Beatles baseball caps. They had Ringo Starr's T-shirt, George Harrison stuff, John Lennon stuff. I told you, but I had my Sean Lennon T-shirt on, so it made people smile. And it's a bit ironic. It's not even a Beatle; it's a Beatles child, and that was just for fun. So, and we've seen the girls dressed up as Sergeant Pepper's girls, and I called them the Pepperettes. So I said, "Hey, here come the Pepperettes." And the funny thing is that one of those girls, amongst thousands and thousands of people who were there, one of the girls who were dressed up as with Sergeant Pepper's uniforms, the girl wearing the Paul uniform, the blue one, I told her, "Well, hey, you're Paul." And she answered back, "Hey, you were at the bar last night." And it was pretty funny because it was the barmaid who was dressed up as a Sergeant Pepper's girl as Paul. So it was pretty funny stuff. And we've seen people dressed up as two Beatles going, walking through other people, and people were taking pictures of them, and it was pretty funny stuff. You see all sorts of things going on. Obviously, everybody has something to say about the Beatles. Everybody has something related to the Beatles. It's awesome. And I was sitting in the VIP place beside a woman who came from England. She was obviously about the age of my mother, and she had a lot of things to say about the Beatles, like Beatles were like religion at home. And her father was his job was to repair like a radio, a transistor radios and stuff like that. And he was pretty good at figuring out which was going to be the next big hit or the next big band. And when the Beatles came out with Please Please Me, he came home and said, "Well, it's gonna be huge. It's the Beatles. It's Please Please Me." And they were like, "Who?" And the next week you would see them at the on the television, and then they would become famous and become the Beatles. But she said her father was very, very good at seeing the next big band. So, talk to you later, and I will come with other stuff.